TARDIS, Time and Relative Dimension in Space, a product of the extraterrestrial Time Lords, which is bigger on the inside and blends into its surroundings using a chameleon circuit. But what's it doing in the Wodonga Library?
I've been watching Doctor Who since I was a kid and probably started watching it about the mid-70s, and I immediately loved it. Loved the being scared, the very typical hiding behind the couch kind of experience that a lot of people seem to have.
Alan Rogers is an expat carpenter from England who now lives and works in Melbourne. He's such a massive Doctor Who fan that he's built not one, but four TARDIS machines. And with the 50th anniversary of the first Doctor Who episode coming up, he sent this one on a statewide tour.
And I think of all of the things in Doctor Who, the TARDIS is the only constant. It's the only one that's been there through the 50 years, including, you know, the Doctor's change, the Companion's change, the story's change, the themes and style of the show changes, but the TARDIS is its... The TARDIS is Doctor Who's icon, really. So I think maybe it's the familiarity.
The TARDIS has found a captive audience in Wodonga. In one 10-minute period, about half a dozen fans arrived to stroke the machine, talk about it, and get their pictures taken in front. Emily Bishop became hooked in 2005 when she watched Christopher Eccleston play the Doctor.
I was only 12 years old, and it was just mind-boggling. It was amazing to see that you could get something so awesome out of, like, just a time and space adventure. It's amazing.
What exactly appeals to you about the show?
The adventures, the companions, the journeys you get between the Doctor and his companion, the love he gets from his companions, the reason why he needs them.
What about the music? We can hear a bit of that going on in the background here.
The music, the score of Doctor Who is... It makes me fall asleep in a good way. Like, I can listen to it forever and ever.
Even a couple of small design changes couldn't slip past the diehard Doctor fans.
The only thing I do have to say is, and I'm one of those weird geeks about it, is I noticed the door, the police mail, police telebox thing, isn't white and it doesn't have black writing. But that's just, it's good, it's very good.
It's a criticism that's not likely to stop Alan Rogers, who still gets excited by his own creations.
And I actually remember walking up to one of the libraries, which I'd set it up in the day before in Northcote, and got excited about seeing a TARDIS. And a friend of mine that was with me said, "That's your TARDIS." And I was like, "I know, but look at it, it's a TARDIS." So I don't know what it is that makes people react in such a positive manner.